beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
I'm not antisocial. I just prefer to work alone. I think it comes from years of working in studio environments that are quiet and solitary. I just get more done that way. Technology has been a lifesaver. I now have a home-based recording studio that's compact and comfortable. Plus, I can work internationally, sending sound files across the planet without having to wear pants if I don't want to. The most recent radio station I worked with was happy to accommodate my work from home ways. You see, they thought it would be cool and cost effective to adopt an open plan office design. With studio space and availability at a premium, I could provide programming content without impacting on their limited resources. Theoretically, open plan offices allow for a smaller floor space, so cheaper rent, while encouraging collaboration. But a new study from Harvard reveals just the opposite. Open plan offices actually decrease employee collaboration. You see, it turns out I'm not the only one who gets more done in a quiet personal space. The Harvard study found that what happens in an open plan is employees retreat to private conversations, emailing and messaging with greater frequency than before, and avoiding the office-wide convo as much as possible. On top of that, the one big happy office design makes people less productive. Plus, having your coworkers in your face all day brings its own interpersonal problems. No one personality mixes well with every other person. Professionals coach employees with nowhere to run to detach themselves as much as possible. Tell the person what annoys you about their behavior in as nice a way as you can. And consider maybe, just maybe, you're the problem. Solution? Work from home. It costs the company less. It allows for expansion without infrastructure, and it's more productive. Suggest it to your boss, and while you're at it, see if they'll let you attend those weekly meetings by FaceTime. If you get the right angle on your phone camera, you can still skip the pants. I'm Cal Cote. Mali's great Salif Keita has just released his first album in 7 years, and it may be his last. Celebrating African albinos like himself, Un Otro Blanc, Another White, features a world-class guest list, and this track, Itarafo, from World Beat Canada.
mama say, Arika mama.
Le jeune prince devenu roi, il est déjà raqué. Pour y arriver, j'ai dû bosser. Je suis resté le même, j'ai pas changé. Malgré les hauts et les bas, j'ai fui la misère, allez pour un débat.
brand new music to your ears and mine. That is Dexter Story from a forthcoming album called Bahir, and Chemin Defer. He's a LA multi-instrumentalist, and this disc is going to feature Marie Dawn from Zap Mama and Hemamal Abate. Salif Keita, also from a brand new album, Un Autre Blanc. And Itarafo kicked off this ride on the global side. Good to have you along. This is Ezra Quizera from here in Vancouver, a Rwandan Canadian. His album is Humora and When You Hide Me from World Beat Canada.
Beat in your own backyard.
Beat, beat, check.
Check out the vibe
of World Beat Live.
The second annual Driven Bow Festival continues at the St. James Hall with the Revelers from Louisiana. That is February the 9th. And February 10th, it's the return of Cape Breton's favorite fiddling son, Ashley McIsaac, with Quinn Bechon. Don't miss it. It's a Rogue Folk presentation. February 13th, Coastal Jazz presents at Frankie's Jazz Club, Robin Lane and the Rhythm Makers. Robin Lane has put together a project that showcases the marimba and his energetic and virtuosic style on the instrument. Known for his collaborations with a wide spectrum of folk and world artists across Canada. For Black History Month, your unforgettable journey through the depths of African-rooted rhythms is called A Samba. That's happening February the 14th at the Victoria Event Center, February 15th and 16th at the Ferris Theatre in Vancouver, and it continues right through until February the 23rd. Ska fans, stand behind the Toasters, New York City ska since 1981. See them at the Rickshaw Theatre February the 16th with Vancouver's own Los Furios and Kawama. That's a Super Cheeto production. I was talking with Ozo Matley the other night, put on a great show at the Rickshaw Theater, and they asked him if they're putting out a new album, and they said, well, no, we're going to release a few singles in a row because that's the way the kids are doing it these days. Indeed, Karakata Afrobeat Band is releasing a single a month until their album is completed. Ala Kitajan is standing by on this episode of World Beat Canada. I'm Cal Coat.
I like it.
Yoruba folk music from Yoruba land, Nigeria. See, Yoruba has very beautiful, beautiful culture, tradition, history, heritage, and beautiful food, and the people too. You know, when we learn vernacular, which is English, you know, many of us, we focus our background, our culture, our heritage, especially when we leave the land, when we go to a different land. We refuse to keep the culture alive. We refuse to teach our kids how to speak the Yoruba language. Many, many times, I will go places and you will meet many, many Yoruba people. I want more only saw you by the lane. It's a shame that we leave it like that. Why can't we speak? You know what I learned? When you see a Chinese man or Indian man, you know the first language they teach their kids is their language. You know, keep it alive. That's your origin, no matter what you believe. No matter where you come from. I'm a Christian, you can be Christian. Doesn't mean that you have to forget your culture. Your language is very important. That is your origin. See, from all this kind of folk music is where everything starts from. I like it, teacher. 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 I like it, I like it, John.
Uno, dos, cuatro, tres, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Dropping it like we're clumsy. It's the beat of the world.
Love.
Pick Your Poison, whatever gets your groove on. A little bit of dubby disco from the Black Seeds. That was Freakin' from their album Fabric. Or some Afrobeat. Karakata Afrobeat Band, like I say, from a forthcoming album. And Alakitajan. Time for your touch of the familiar from Fanfare Chicorilea, one of the biggest Eastern European brass bands out there. They take Steppenwolf to Moldova. It's Born to Be Wild, your touch of the familiar. Fanfare Chicorilea will be Canada.
We'll be right back.
Yes, sir. That is Fanfare Chicorilea, Born to be Wild. Locos Por Juana released one of the best albums of, well, in recent memory. It's called Carib. And along with Chuck Quibtown, they bring us C'est Fou la Luz. That is straight ahead on this episode of World Beat Canada. I hope you're getting into it. I'm Cal Coat.
Thank you. vestirnos, vamos a perdernos.
Tangotronica pioneer from Argentina, Federico Obel. And that's from his album Pan Americana and Este Momento. Before that, Locos Por Juana, along with Chuck Quibtown, and possibly a song in solidarity to Puerto Rico, I'm guessing. It's called Se Fue La Luz, which means the power went out. Vancouver radio host Nick Chaulia celebrates Khalsa Panth with Guru Meneo Granth from World Beat Canada to you.
Gaganda Mama Baju, Pariyo Nisane Kao.
आज्ञा पैया काल की तवे चलायो पंथ
आज्ञा पैया काल की तवे चलायो पंथ
सब सिखन को हुक्म है सब सिखन को हुक्म है गुरु मानियो ग्रंथ
आज्ञा पैया काल की तवे चलायो पंथ
आज्ञा पैया काल की
Shouldn't you hold it?
wonderful stuff, Nick Chaulia and Guru Manuel Granth. Coming up, it's a double shot of the funky Latin beats from the streets of East L.A. Ozil Matley, who, as I mentioned, were in performance in Vancouver, put on a killer show just last week. Collaboration with Charlie Tuna and Cut Chemist. It's their new one, Libertad, or Freedom. And Salvador Santana with Mexico's Juanes. And Ozil Matley's Astro Sierra joins them for Molina. Straight ahead on World Beat Canada, I'm Cal Coat.
Causing influx of garbage, instructions vanish. Now in comes the carnage, unless the chain's broken. I'm hoping that if a 20-year vet from cigarettes can refrain from chain smoking, the lanes remain open for change. As simple as that, medicinal music keeps the mental intact, eliminates the waste and identifies the faceless and homeless affected by gentrified displacement. Fights against poverty, helps integrity. Music can melt the cobwebs of self-depravity. If you can withstand this negative quicksand, then let this be the theme song to the resistance. Sure, it's not about abundance of wealth. It's love, health, and your freedom from the bondage of self. You can either be known to keep the children confused, or be the stone that the building refused. Gotta be willing to choose.
Sheriff found out, and right now she's on her way to the big house. pull a couple of strings, know what I mean? Yo, we cash in some favors just to get a bail out.
Also, Matt Lee's As Drew Sierra gain a vocal workout courtesy of the Salvador Santana Band with Mexico's Juanes and Molina. Also, Matt Lee themselves before that, and Libertad, Freedom. We spoke with Carol Facal a couple of months ago. She has a new album out under the Caracol name. It's called Symbolism. Here is L'Eau Transparence from World Beat Canada.
Lovers, this is Caracol. From coast to coast to coast, the music of the world comes home to World Beat Canada.
C'est plus comme avant, j'ai les yeux transparents, plonge les tiens droit dedans. Je laisse entrer la lumière, je pense en titubant, je quitte mon cœur d'avant, ciao.
Ciao.
There's some Canadian talent for you from Montreal, Caracol, and L'Eau Transparence. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications. Do us a solid and do like us on Facebook. Both pages for Celt in a Twist, our sister broadcast podcast, and this program, World Beat Canada. We're back again next week. Serizinho and Zolani Mahola ask, is there a place, from the new album Mama Funny Day. And we kick things off with Mali Salif Keita, his first album in 7 years, a great voice. And from the Western world, Lou Rawls, another great voice, who had this to say about music. Music is the greatest communication in the world. Even if people don't understand the language that you're singing in, they still know good music when they hear it.
Communications.